Headline: Does Michael Saylor Even Understand Bitcoin Core? Versus Knots, published at 7:21 p.m., September 18, 2025. As founder of the world's largest Bitcoin, BTC treasury company, Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, many people were hoping Michael Saylor would have taken a position of leadership in this year's civil war between Bitcoin Core and Knots node operators. Unfortunately, when an audience member at his Bitcoin Treasury's NYC unconference yesterday asked him about the contentious change to OP return at the heart of the disagreement, he failed to provide any satisfactory answer. Paul Storch called it a bullswint pro ossification answer that demonstrated no actual knowledge of the issues. "One of the most word salad statements I have ever heard," commented another. Embroiled in disagreement for nearly a year over Bitcoin Core's contentious accommodation for arbitrary data storage, Knots dissidents have been running software to protest Core's change. Unlike Core version 30, V30, Knots software will retain a deterrent against most arbitrary data carrier use of OP return, Bitcoin's primary storage method for random media or computer files. Bitcoin Core is the most popular software for node operators with over three-quarters estimated dominance on various trackers. Knots, unlike Core's increase to 100,000 bytes with its V30 update in October, plans to retain OP Return's data carrier limit below 90 bytes in their default mempool. Read more. Bitcoin Core devs schedule OP Return change for October. Seeking insight from the executive chairman of the world's largest corporate treasury of BTC, an audience member asked him what he thought about Core's proposed increase. Michael Saylor comments on the OP return debate. Saylor avoided a clear response. "I think protocol proposals, however well-intentioned, can go horribly wrong," he said. "I think this debate we see right now over OP return limits, this is actually a second-order, or maybe even a third-order change. It is not changing the amount of BTC, which of course is an atomic zero-order change. It's not changing the block size, which is a first-order change. It's somewhere in the second and a half to third order. But the reaction of the community, which is to reject it, an inflammatory reaction, I thought was a healthy response. It's healthy to be skeptical of a third-order change to the protocol because it might become a second-order change. And if it's a first-order change, it puts everything at risk." Saylor went on to describe the danger of a very talented, well-funded, well-intentioned developer trying to do something good but not great for Bitcoin. He highlighted the risk of unintended consequences or knock-on effects from an otherwise wholesome attempt to upgrade or modernize Bitcoin software. Some people interpreted the response as pro-Knots or pro-ossification. Other people disagreed that the comments were pro-Knots. Overall, the response showed very little depth of understanding about the technical disagreements between these two software implementations. Indeed, Saylor never mentioned the amount of data storage at stake, the effect of the change on the cost to run a node, the difference between mempool defaults and base layer consensus, or the multiple years of opposition from the Knots community against almost all forms of data storage unrelated to the on-chain movement of BTC. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com